This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast moves out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major U.S. cities and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, the official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday for a second day. But at least 500 people walked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. The snowball fight organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. Iranian media quote Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Syrian pro-government forces recaptured the town of Rabia near the Turkish border on Sunday, continuing a series of victories over rebels in Latakia province. Britain-based rights group the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the pro-government troops received help from Russian airstrikes and Russian military officers. You're listening to VOA News. Germany's interior minister said Sunday the country is still taking in around 2,000 refugees a day, but is now denying entry to about 200 others daily at its borders. The German minister, Thomas de Mazieri, made the comments to newspaper Bild am Sonntag. The tighter German border controls come after the EU's largest economy took in a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants last year, straining German resources and sparking a heated domestic political debate. Mazieri said that so far this year, German federal police have rejected up to 200 prospective migrants a day. That compares to just 400 people rejected by Germany in all of October, when German border controls and registration procedures buckled under a mass influx. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Kerry arrived in the capital Vientiane late Sunday. It is his first leg of a three-nation tour of Asia that also includes stops in Cambodia and China. During his stay, Kerry and the Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues, including the South China Sea territorial dispute and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. In February, U.S. President Obama will host the ASEAN summit in the U.S. state of California. The Lao Communist Party has undergone a change in leadership during its 10th Party Congress. As Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok, the leadership change provides a signal of Laos's future direction as it prepares to chair ASEAN.
The week-long Lao Communist Party Congress was marked by the election of the 78-year-old party veteran, Bunhang Vorachit, as the new Secretary-General. Bunhang has long-standing ties with Vietnam, dating back to military training and as a student. He succeeded Chumalai Sayason, who had been in the post for 10 years. State media said nearly 700 delegates representing the more than 200,000 party members attended the five-day Congress in Vientiane, the 10th Congress since the Communist Party came to power in 1975. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
And South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and his former vice president and rebel leader Riek Machar have failed in their latest attempt to form a unity government. A transitional unity government was a key feature of a deal reached by the two men to end South Sudan's conflict. In the latest development on Saturday, Machar's rebel faction refused to submit names of its proposed ministers for the transitional administration. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.